Education. Seven schools that were affected by floods in Mertie sub-county, Isiolo County last week have remained closed as the stakeholders plans to reopen them soon. Education stakeholders including teachers, school sponsors, political leaders, the national and county governments officials held meetings in Mertie town to discuss how to tackle the infrastructural challenges facing the schools before reopening. Mertie sub-county was hard hit by the recent floods after River Ewesonyero burst its banks and floods destroyed the schools, homes and crucial infrastructure including boreholes. Among the strategies to put in place include having some schools temporarily merged so that learners do not miss lessons for a long time. Aftermath of floods that destroyed some classrooms in Mertie South Muslim Primary School. Political leaders led by Women Rep. Mumina Bonaya called for quick interventions from state and the non-state actors so that the schools could be rehabilitated, and the learners resume learning as soon as possible. According to the head teacher of Khalifa Primary School Mr. Ahmed Hussein, 10 pit latrines had been destroyed and the learning institution was in dire need of new toilets before reopening. He also said that arrangements to deploy pupils from nearby schools to Mertie Muslim Girls was welcome but the stakeholders should move with speed to alleviate congestion that could lead to contracting of diseases among the learners. Another head teacher Mr. Boruguno said that 8 blocks of latrine at Mertie South Girls Primary School have been submerged and offices are flooded. Textbooks and other learning materials were also destroyed. He said that many schools had sanitation blocks destroyed which could endanger the learners and appealed to the Ministry of Education to expedite the rehabilitation through the disaster fund recently set aside by the government. He said that the Education Ministry must also address the issue of learning materials that were destroyed.